Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rochester loves itself some crime stories, man.
Oh, yeah, we got some good ones.
We brag about serial killers. Mm-hmm. We watch all the terrible news specials about awful things that happen in our town. Mm. But it seems mob history is what Rochester residents are the most fond of. Mm-hmm. Well, all those guys that you love to talk about, they're all starting to come back.
Oh, really? They did their time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the folks that wax nostalgically about this organized crime from back in the day, you know, they're so cool. You'd totally be fine with them if they moved right next door, right?
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, a participant in one of the most infamous crimes in Rochester's history, is on the street again. Albert Ranieri. Do you know that name?
Oh, yeah.
The driver of the 1990 armored truck heist in Henrietta that ended up with $10.8 million being stolen.
I think at the time it was the biggest armored heist that was unsolved.
I believe you're right.
Mm-hmm. What year was this?
1990.
Henrietta, your town.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right
on the Jeff.
Yeah. Ranieri, according to 13 Wham, also admitted to shooting and killing a business owner in Greece in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. A man police say was helping thieves launder some of that stolen money. In 2002, he pleaded guilty to federal racketeering and conspiracy charges. In 2003, he was given 30 years behind bars. Mm-hmm. This week, that sentence came to an end after 21 of those years. Ranieri is free. He's 59. He was released on Friday. And he's not the only guy, Tommy, from Rochester's criminal past that is getting his first taste of freedom in a long time.
Yeah.
You remember the name Dominic Taddeo?
Yep.
He worked as a hitman for the mob here in Rochester. He killed at least three people in the early 80s and went on the run in the late 80s with feds closing in on him. 2 years he was on the run?
Yeah.
2 years ago, he was moved to a halfway house to transition him into a life of freedom. And had he not left the halfway house to try and escape, he'd be a free man right now. He may be a free man again soon. Tommy, folks love talking about the old mob wars here in Rochester.
Yeah.
And there's a strange fondness for them.
Oh, yeah. It's a romance.
You almost brag.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those guys are looked at as heroes in a strange way. Now that these guys are getting out and moving back into real life with the rest of us, you still feel the same way about those guys?
An aging mobster moving into the neighborhood.
Yeah. Let's say that guy.
Yeah.
Move next door to you. Because they have to find some place to live. They have family members that may take them in. Hell, they may have money somewhere or somehow. All of a sudden, you wake up. You look outside. The for sale sign is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man with a nice pompadour haircut standing in his driveway.
Grain pompadour. Nice Cadillac.
Yep. Jelly sandals, boxer shorts, V-neck white t-shirt.
Okay.
You excited about that?
So, Sammy the Ice Pick moved into town.
Yeah, next door.
I don't think I would fear that guy.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I mean, basically because their violence was controlled.
Mm.
It was business. They were killing each other.
Okay.
I don't think I would be scared of a 59-year-old retired hitman.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if
especially if I got like a varmint problem in the back. I got coyotes.
Yeah, what if he thinks you're that varmint, buddy?
You know, he disrespected my daughter, this thing is, it's in my backyard.
First off,
he doesn't treat me right.
I love the idea that people have that, like, retired criminal. There's not a 401k for those guys, right?
Yeah. Well, right. If it is, it's in the trunk or buried in the backyard.
We talked about, like, 2 or 3 months ago that thief, jewel thief from Rochester, who committed a crime in his 70s.
Yeah.
You remember that story? Mm. And I'm not here to say, look, I understand that there are people that change their lives. We know a couple of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can come out and have a new...
Sure. Rehabilitated.
Yeah.
I think that would be my least fearful criminal living in the neighborhood.
Why?
Based on Hollywood.
Okay.
Probably got a delicious garden in the back.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Mob Rochester moves next door. Because, like, you...
Mob royalty.
And I don't know. I mean, but I don't know if these guys are royalty. I mean, these guys seem just
they're
like...
They're the only ones
guys.
Left, baby. A lot of them are gone.
Murder for hire, armored car heist. I mean, those are really cool to recount.
Bro, they make movies about what this guy did.
Yeah, you could actually go right next door and ask him about it, would you?
No, I wouldn't bring it up.
You'd wait for him to volunteer.
I wouldn't bring it up, but if he starts talking, I'm going to listen. It's very interesting.
Kimmy, would you be cool with that guy moving next door? Would you feel completely comfortable?
I don't know if it's the guy I'm scared of or the stuff that may follow him later in life that I don't want to be around.
Like what?
You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean? What? I don't know how many different things he could have been involved in at some point in his life. Where is it? Somebody going to come looking for that guy? Are they going to make a mistake and come to my house instead? I don't.
You think your ass is going to be a mistake for high end mobster hangout?
Again, like, you don't know, like,
you don't decorate, you don't flash, you don't have a cool car in the front yard.
Again, you're just going based on Hollywood.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be so afraid of the person, because they say, like, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Like, if you're on that guy's good side, it's probably a good thing.
Kimmy's automatically in the mob now. When the mobster
Well, I mean, I would definitely stay on that guy's good side, put it that way.
Okay.
But I think what would scare me more is the fear of the unknown kind of thing. Like, I don't know what's in his past.
Sure.
I don't know what could show up again.
I would definitely brag to you guys. Like, if a mobster moved in next door, I would have to brag to you guys.
Okay, but you wouldn't approach him unless he approached you.
Yeah, it would be very cool.
Okay, but that kind of makes you a sissy-ass bitch.
I wouldn't even ask for an autograph right away.
Why would you want an autograph of someone that was... He's a criminal. I mean, the guy, like, he didn't do anything, like, remarkable. I mean, the story's remarkable.
He stole $10 million.
Well, he was the getaway driver on it.
Hey, it's a team job.
He also murdered somebody.
I understand.
No, I see. You can't say that and make it okay. That doesn't automatically wipe
terrible
clean.
Terrible story. God forbid. May he rest in peace.
The other thing that's interesting about you having this take, again, we're talking about Albert Ranieri. He was the getaway driver in the 1990 armored truck heist that got $10.8 million. As Tommy brought it up, it was one of the, it might still be one of the biggest heists in American history. Mm-hmm. He also admitted to shooting and killing a business owner who police say was helping the thieves launder some of that money. He was sentenced to 30 years in 2003. He got out on Friday. He's 59 years old. That guy needs a place to live. Yeah. And a lot of these old mobsters from Rochester mobster history are out.
Yeah.
They're out. Everyone loves talking about the stories. Are you cool with them next door? You know, you say you base how you feel on Hollywood.
Yeah.
And how, you know, these guys have changed. How about this line from one of the most famous mob movies of all time?
What's that?
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
You think that went to 59-year-olds?
Yeah. Bro, every mob movie, the 59-year-olds are the ones in charge.
Takes them 20 minutes to get out of their car.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Austin. Hello, Austin.
Ooh, Austin.
Hello, Dovey. Hello there, Tommy.
Well, tell us about the mob there, Austin.
Well, I was on your side, Tommy, but now I'm not.
Well, please, Austin, come back to my side. Please, Austin. I beg of you, please.
Tommy. I'm siding with Tommy. I'm a big proponent of don't ask unnecessary questions, and unless you're asking those questions, why would you know that he was a former mobster?
Okay, but the fact that you'd be afraid, like if you had a couple of clues, right, like ideas, because like these people, these men, people know what they look like,
yeah,
right? I mean, they were headliners here. The fact that you're afraid to ask the question lets me know that you are nervous.
I mean, I wouldn't be nervous because one, I'm his neighbor, and two, he would be the biggest, you know, suspect if I were to go missing.
Yeah, but you're still missing. Like, that's the funniest part.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they catch him. But
he got caught, but guess where you're not, Austin? The planet anymore.
Yeah, because he shot me off to Mars. No, I still feel safe with him living next door to me. Okay. Like, I would become his friend. I'd probably become part of the mob. Who knows?
No, shut up, Austin. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
rest
of
the day. Bring up a good point, though. Like, how many guys just by living next door to that dude now feel like they're a part of something?
Every dude.
You know?
Every dude.
One time I let him borrow my shovel. I don't know what he did with it.
You're totally right.
I had him autograph it.
Hey, look, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the folks coming out are automatically criminals again, right? Like, there's a guy that we know here in the show years ago. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a mobster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that dude was a killer.
Yeah, and he
Nicest guys I've ever met.
One of the smartest, most introspective, kindest people I've ever met, right? Like, there's nothing that says these guys don't come out and everything's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But if you are nervous about it, which would also be an understandable reaction, how do you sit here and talk about, let me tell you about the Mud Boys back in the day, and my dad knew, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was all business. I also love your argument, too. Yeah. They all killed each other and it's only business. You don't know that.
Sometimes they miss and they hit the old lady coming out of the delicatessen.
They put bombs. They put bombs in cars, right? Like, you can't be sure that car is only.
I know. They never parked it by schools.
You don't know that either.
I don't.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question. Mm. All right. So let's say one of these old mobsters moves into your neighborhood, right next door, right? All of a sudden, you get invited to a cookout. Hey, I'm going. We want you to come over. Okay, you walk outside.
Oh, just for the sausage.
It's a driveway full of giant Buick and Cadillac Escalades.
Oh, my God. It's going to be the cooler.
Everyone's in velour sweatsuits. They walk out of their cars. Mm. They get out of their cars. They got bad intention faces. They're doing the tie adjustment. They're not even wearing ties.
So it's just their neck fat?
You still excited about going over there?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's going to be relaxed, man. It's their day off. They don't talk business around a dinner table.
There's no such thing as
What's
a day off.
What's wrong with you?
Shut up. Would your wife be excited about going?
I wouldn't say anything.
Why? It's no big deal. You just told me it was no big deal.
No, she wouldn't want to go. Nah, she'd call her cops and get me.
Well, there's nothing to call the cops on. The guy didn't do anything illegal. He's just living next door to you. I mean, he paid his debt to society.
I think they're probably good neighbors.
Based on what?
Yeah.
They keep the place up nice.
What are you talking
respectable?
About?
Respectable.
Respect? Why? Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, it's funny.
Food would be off the charts.
It's funny. Like, I can think of 10 lesser crimes that if the person who committed that crime and did jail time moved next door to you, you would be wildly suspicious, super nervous.
Yes, you're
any kind of theft, you're keeping an eye on that dude.
You mean like $10.8 million in a crime? Great. It's so weird. Because, like, you're suspicious of teenagers walking down your street in the middle of the day. These actual criminals, some of the most famous stories in the history
of Rochester.
But they're
professionals,
okay. Yes.
They're organized.
He goes, all right, talk about this.
All right.
Old mobster, he's out of jail now. All right. Did his time. You know, he comes over. He goes, hey, can I borrow your power washer?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Okay. Week goes by. Hasn't given it back yet.
Yeah.
2 weeks goes by. Hasn't given it back yet.
Yeah.
You going over to ask for it?
No.
Why? Why? You're not nervous?
First of all, I'm afraid of what he was washing off.
Why? You're not nervous?
Oh, let me ask you some wise guy.
Okay, sure.
Former Fat Pat.
Okay.
Living in a neighborhood. What were you tipping the scales at? What, like 300, 400?
I was 300 pounds. Right, which, so let's by, call by the way, it four. And I love how, like,
it's an Irish three, so let's call it four. What? What are we gonna do?
No, nothing. I love how you say four, and I have to go, no, I was only 300 pounds.
All right, so knock at your door. Big Fat Tony standing there.
Yeah.
He's got a delicious tray of homemade cannolis that Anne Marie made, his wife.
Ooh.
You know, he's got the pinky ring on. He's got the too tight sweater for summer, right? He's blinged out in Yankee stuff.
Okay.
And just as a little something, a little token, friendship in the neighborhood, my wife wanted me to deliver these cannolis.
Okay.
Do you take the cannolis and eat them? Knowing that they were paid for with blood money. These are blood cannolis.
Why did they pay for with blood money?
These are bloody cannolis.
Why would they be paid for with
you would put in
money?
Your fat mouth and suck
thing?
Down all that delicious regard.
Okay.
All right?
No, I would be kind.
Oh.
Yes, no, I'm not saying.
I'm not kind loaning my power washer, but you're sucking down
his
blood cannolis.
My question. That sounds really dirty.
That would be
a great mob movie.
Blood cannolis.
The blood cannoli.
No, I'm not saying don't lend your power washer. The point I was making is you wouldn't ask for it back because you're scared. And I would admit, I would also.
Okay. You get the cannoli.
Yeah.
You eat the cannoli.
Uh-huh.
The blood cannoli. It's not that good.
No?
Oh.
It's not that good. He goes back to get the tray.
Yeah.
And knocks on the door. Hey. Yeah. Oh, those cannolis. Delicious. Best cannoli you ever
why
had.
Why would you, even to a non-mobster, why would you say they were bad?
First of all, what are you doing on the porch the minute talking? Get back inside. Okay?
Okay.
Make a call. We have company.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Duff. All right, so I got a scenario for Tommy. So his Italian neighbor comes
over. By the way,
can
I stop you real quick? Whenever we talk mobs, everybody got to talk like this.
All right, so he could be an Irish mobster.
Okay, fair.
Right?
Fair.
So whatever the nationality comes over, ask Tommy. Hey, I did a little research. I find out you're Sicilian. I got some stash money. You were talking about I don't have a retirement plan.
Are you in?
Mr. I'm a hider and a cowarder.
Wait, he's just gonna give me money because I'm from the old country?
No, he's asking you for a favor.
He's asking for a favor. I need a little help making this money reappear.
Oh. Okay.
He wants you to take that money that you don't know where it's from. Yeah, from. And like, which is funny because you and I both don't know how that would work.
I don't either. So.
Yeah, they're asking the wrong people.
He's at the brightest mobster. Oh, I'll take some cash. Right, I'm sure.
No, he wants you to take.
Tommy, I can't do math in charge of the books.
He wants you to take his money and put it in your savings account.
Hold it for him.
Yes. You doing that?
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's just a friendly neighborhood thing.
I don't know where the money's from.
Sure.
Hold it for him for a while.
So not only do you
can't say nothing.
Yeah. So not only do you have the threat of the legitimate law coming down on you because you don't know where that money comes from.
I have no idea, so they can't do anything to me.
Oh, is that how it works?
You got to explain to your wife where all this money came from.
Mm-hmm. I seem to remember a phrase. Ignorance is not what? How does that phrase go?
Ignorance is bliss.
No.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Thank you.
No, ignorance means you don't know nothing.
No, and then you are the most ignorant man.
I don't know nothing.
See, not that I don't know nothing.
Mike, would you be uncomfortable if one of these guys moved next door?
No, I think you got to treat him like a regular neighbor.
Okay.
I mean, he's trying to re-indoctrinate himself into the neighborhood. He wants to fly under the radar. He doesn't want to be acknowledged. He doesn't want to have the spotlight on him. I think he just wants to carry on. He's done his time. He's done.
Sure, which is fair.
Yeah.
I just...
Right. But Mr. Tommy, Mr. Hollywood, everything plays out in a playwright somehow. He would totally oversell everything.
Mike, you know what he would do, too?
He would change his outfit.
Exactly! Yes, he would! He would start dressing like a mobster.
Yeah, it'd be Tommy Poolboy in a Speedo tending to the pool garden.
Well, now you got me bent over for the mob?
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, he spent time in jail. What do you think he's doing?
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so you're scared, and that's okay. It's okay to
let you be scared. Yeah, I'm getting sodomized in a Speedo.
Pre-Speedo sodomization.
I got to hold on to one of those big statues he probably has in the backyard.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.